It's time now that we put together a definition of an antichrist. An antichrist as well as the antichrist, because we're going to find there's a distinction. But we need a definition of what an antichrist is, and we'll begin with that process right here in 1 John chapter 2. Now we saw that in 1 John 2:18, it said, "Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the antichrist is coming, even now many antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour." This phrase "last hour" is compared and contrasted with the word "now," which appears later. He says, even now many antichrists have come. Now the last hour is a season. It's a period of time. This word "now" is a point at which John is writing, and the point at which the people are experiencing what he is saying. You see, so now many antichrists have come. In John's time, at the moment of his writing, many antichrists have come. So last hour we can compare and contrast with the word "now" in verse 18. Antichrist is contrasted with its plural, antichrists, more than one, with an S at the end. So you have antichrist with a capital A, and it's only one of them, contrasted with the plural antichrists, which is a small a, and an S at the end, meaning there's a bunch of them. Okay, so this is important. Little children, it's the last hour. And as you have heard, the antichrist, capital A, there's only one of them, is coming. Even now, many antichrists, little a, have come. So the readers have been taught about the doctrine of the last days and the appearance of the antichrist, capital A, who we will define and describe shortly. The antichrist, capital A, big A, will appear at the end of the age, and his coming will signal the nearness of the return of Christ. However, right now, at the time of John's writing, there existed many antichrists. They weren't looking for many antichrists. They were like hip deep in antichrists at that time. This appearance of many versions of the coming antichrist pointed to the fact that the last hour was upon them. Just as Christ's appearance marked the beginning of the last days, so the appearance of junior grade antichrists confirmed the same. You see. So it says, by which we know. He says, even now many antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. This word "know," the number is 1097 for those of you who like to look it up. That word "know" means to know by personal experience. To know by personal experience. The believers did not know conceptually that there would be many antichrists. These antichrists were in their midst. They knew it from personal experience that many antichrists has come. And we're going to see how they saw that and how they experienced it and knew it by personal experience in a little while. So before we can go further, let's define this term antichrist. Okay, anti, A-N-T-I, means against. Okay, I'm anti gun control, or I'm anti-abortion. That means I was against these things. Okay, but anti means more than against. Okay, when we say anti-Christ, we mean someone who is against Christ. But the word anti in the Greek language also means instead of. Instead of. Therefore, the Antichrist is one who is both opposed to Christ as well as someone who seeks to usurp or take Christ's place. You see, so the Antichrist is not only against Christ. He wants to set himself up instead of Christ, you see, and that's what he's going to attempt to do. Now, as I said earlier, the word Antichrist appears only in 1 John and 2 John, that word. But the person is mentioned throughout the Old and New Testaments. In Genesis, the Antichrist is the seed of the serpent who will bruise the heel of the seed of the woman in Genesis 3. In Daniel, the Antichrist is the little horn in Daniel 7 and 8 and Daniel 8 and 9. He is the king who is insolent and skilled in intrigue in Daniel 8 and 23. The Antichrist is called the prince who is to come in Daniel 9, 26. And he's referred to as the willful king in Daniel 11 and 36. You see, he's not called the Antichrist, but we get a lot of other information about who the end-time Antichrist will be by these other terms, these other names. In the New Testament, Apostle Paul refers to the Antichrist as the man of sin and the son of perdition. When we study the mystery of iniquity, which we're going to take some time of in the future, time on looking into it, because it's related to the whole issue of the Antichrist, we're going to find these definitions of the Antichrist as the man of sin and the son of perdition. And we'll look into what these things mean. Of course, John, who we're dealing with now, names him as Antichrist. And in the book of Revelation, he will also name him the beast. And we can see this in John, 1 John 2, in 2 John 7, also 1 John 4, and Revelation 13. So the Antichrist is a person, now we're talking capital A, big A Antichrist, is a person who will appear at the end of the age, prior to the second coming of Christ. His activities are detailed throughout the Old Testament and New Testament scriptures. Now, just a second ago, we looked at different things that he was called, different names that have been applied to him, and there are others. Now we'll take a second to look at some of his activities as commented upon in the scripture. In Daniel 9, we find that the Antichrist will convince the Jews that he is their Messiah, and he will consolidate worldwide political power. That's Daniel 9. Having achieved power and the trust of the whole world, he will reveal his true agenda, which is his commitment to Lucifer and his desire to receive worship from men on behalf of the devil. And this is where we see the anti part of Antichrist, meaning instead of. Because the objective of the Antichrist is to be as God. Okay. And Jesus receives worship. The Father appoints him to receive worship, and he receives worship on behalf of the Father. And this is precisely what the Antichrist wants to do. Now, his intent to supplant and replace Christ will necessitate the genocide of the Jews, so that God cannot fulfill his unconditional promises made to Abraham and to David. We know this because this is the objective of his sponsor, the devil. The Antichrist and his false prophet will ultimately be cast into the lake of fire at the return of Christ to the earth. And we see this in Revelation 19, verses 11 through 16. Now, the apostle, John, the apostle, contrasts the Antichrist, that person to be revealed at the end of the age, with the many Antichrists in the world at that time. The word now is how he emphasizes that. If there were Antichrists in John's time, then we can be sure that there are Antichrists in the world today. That's small a. There are those in the world today who approximate the end-time Antichrist in that they share his objectives, they execute his agenda, and they partake of his demonic power. In this sense, they share the spirit of his enterprise, the spirit of Antichrist.